Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello, Larry Mueller here. Nice to have you along today. Are you planning a trip, planning to fly anywhere in the near or distant future? Well, you have come to the right place. Rick Seney, CEO of FairCompare.com, our guest today. He's been with us for a long time now and does a great job of filling us in on what's going on in the world of air travel. What are the best deals? When should you be buying tickets? When should you just be looking? Questions for him, I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. And Rick with us by phone, as I said. Rick, hi.
Hey, great. How are you, Larry?
I'm really glad to have you with us. I'm doing great. And I'm glad to have you back. Like, we're getting into that sort of time of the year when people start thinking about summer travel.
Sure. Spring, late spring, and summer are sort of the busiest seasons of the year, especially for domestic travelers. So I know there's probably lots of questions out there about what to do, especially now that oil prices are zooming up over 100 again.
Yeah, I suppose that's going to make an impact on prices, airline prices.
Yeah, we've already had six domestic airfare hikes already this year. So if you were paying $240 for that ticket on January 1st, it's now $300. And likely to get higher here shortly.
That's kind of too bad. But I guess there's not much we can do about that.
Yeah, there's always some deals out there. There's some ways to get around some of the higher prices. So hopefully we'll get into some of those things as the show goes on today.
Yeah. Well, let's talk to Kevin in Deerfield. He's got a question for you. Hi, Kevin.
Hi. This is probably a crazy idea, but I was just wondering what it would cost to fly a 13-year-old from Madison to Minneapolis this week, like Wednesday. Through Saturday.
Sure. Well, yeah, unfortunately, with an unaccompanied minor, you're looking at on several airlines up to about a $250 fee, $125 each direction, plus the last minute airline ticket. So, you know, last minute can be, you know, up to $800 round trip, even on a short flight like that. I'll take a quick look for you, and then we can look at it here in a second. So you want to go from Madison to Minneapolis, right?
Right.
Yeah, there are some nice flights from Madison to Minneapolis.
How long are they going to stay there?
Well, about 4 days.
Okay, let's take a look here. We'll take a quick look. Sometimes they have some special deals on weekends. And that's next week, right? Or this week, actually?
That would be this week already.
Sure, yeah.
And leaving on Wednesday, did you say?
Right.
Oh. Yeah, I'm take a quick look. Yeah, right now it's running right at $700 round trip.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Plus an additional, you know, $250 for the unaccompanied minor fee. I think the cutoff line is 12 or 13 years old, so I'm not sure exactly where that cutoff line is.
So she might be old enough to get...
Yeah, different airlines have different dates, so I think it may be 12 or 13, so you might be able to get around that.
Yeah. Well, even though my time is so valuable, I mean, I think it would be worth driving.
Well, you know, this is one of those times where using your miles, if you have any miles on an airline, is perfect, because anytime you have a ticket that's over $425 round trip, that's a perfect time to use your miles, especially these last-minute trips. The other thing that you might look for is you might look on a packaging site. Sometimes you can just toss the hotel portion and get the air for cheaper than the both of them combined. So I take a look at a couple packaging sites as well.
Mm-hmm. The other option would be the bus. I think there's a bus that goes from Madison to Minneapolis.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Expensive little proposition there. Jerry in Ironwood, Michigan. On to you. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I'm fine. I was wondering about going to the Philippines in December. Kind of an open schedule, but it was staying about 3 weeks.
What cities can you go out of?
Madison or Milwaukee or Chicago.
All right. Usually Chicago is going to be your best bet. It's going to be typically about $250 cheaper. What time of year did you want to go?
December.
December. Okay. We'll take a quick look there while we're chatting. All right. So right now, it's usually typically what happens for international travel is you want to start shopping about 5 months before departure. That's typically when airlines start to get really serious about releasing some of their cheaper seats. Okay. And so you're probably a little bit early right now, and let's look at some of the prices. We're seeing fuel surcharges right now across both the Atlantic and the Pacific, running, you know, anywhere from $350 to $450 round trip, and taxes of about $115. So before you even start your trip, you're looking at about
$500
You even start to pay for airfare. It's extremely expensive. So right now, December's running around, out of Chicago, right at $1,750 round trip. That's a little too high for that trip. Right now, I'd be waiting probably until June-ish before I really started shopping in earnest.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Yeah, well, boy, those prices. And it probably doesn't look like prices are going to go down anytime soon on the gas.
Yeah, you know, one of the funny things that happened back in 2008, it's interesting that right now in 2011, we're almost exactly mimicking oil prices in 2008. So in 2008, oil prices were about 105, which they are about 105 right now, a barrel, in March. They zoomed up to 145 in July, and we saw a really ton of airfare increases and hikes. And really what happened, the interesting thing was during the summertime, Goldman Sachs came out and said oil was going to go to $200 a barrel. And I see a lot of these articles coming out already that, you know, with the unrest in the Middle East, that oil is going to go to 200 or more. A lot of people locked in their tickets, and then oil went from 145 to 40 by that Christmas time. And a lot of people were holding tickets, very expensive tickets, and the procrastinators end up winning that year. So, I caution people to become day traders on the New York Mercantile Exchange for oil and trying to figure it all out. What we want to do is find you a better deal, and we can talk some strategies about that.
All right. Thanks again for calling, Peter. And let's go to Bev in Madison next. Hi, Bev. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm planning a trip about 2 weeks to San Francisco, from Madison to San Francisco, in the middle of July, and I'm wondering when I should start looking for tickets.
You should start to look right about now, right? We've just saw recently airlines starting to release a few of the cheaper seats, and cheaper is a relative term this year than last year. It's up about 10 to 15% compared to last year, depending on what kind of route you're looking for. And you're going to San Francisco, right?
Yeah, yeah. On the route, I mean, the price matters to me more than the route, so.
Sure. Yeah, typically what's happening right now is, and we'll take a look out of Madison. Out of Madison, obviously, you're going to have to connect to get to San Francisco. The prices are running right in the high 380s right now.
Oh, okay.
For July travel. That's not terrible. I mean, historically, it would have been in the low 300s. But I think for the prices today, that's not bad. So I'd be looking pretty, you know, it's more
pretty
likely quick. That price is going to go to 450 than it's going to go down to 310. So I might be looking to buy right now.
Just buy it now. Okay, yep. Super. Thanks a lot.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. And Tim in Wisconsin Rapids, on to you. Hi, Tim.
Hi. I'm calling to talk about the strategy of timing purchases on international flights between here and Germany. And it sounds like you pretty much answered that question already. 4 to 5 months out, 6 months out. I'm looking.
Yeah,
to go
around back. 5 months is when they start to get really active in releasing some of the cheaper seats. You know, I'd come to our site at Fare Compare and sign up for alerts. That's the best thing to do if you're shopping a little bit early. You know, airlines can pull, you know, what I like to call a crazy Ivan and sort of dump. We had, for example, Delta misfile their fuel surcharges, so a bunch of people bought Delta airfare at $400 cheaper than they would, and that lasted about a day. So it was more of an accidental mistake there. But, you know, what I would do is sign up for alerts and kind of keep an eye on the route. If you're traveling, one of the best things to do when you're traveling, you know, internationally is try to fly right at the season break point. So right now we're at the end of March. So in mid-May, the prices will jump pretty dramatically, sort of for summertime rates. And at the end of August, typically the last week in August, the prices drop pretty dramatically as kids start to go back to school. So during that summertime right now, prices are averaging around $1,500, $1,600 to Europe right now.
Mm-hmm.
The cheapest countries to fly into, and you can pretty much get anywhere in Europe nowadays once you get into Europe on a low-cost airline for really inexpensive, are to fly to either Ireland, Germany, or Switzerland right now. Those are the three countries that are actually the cheapest right now. The three favorites, of course, London, Paris, or Rome, are the most expensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're looking for Stuttgart, and the fares I'm looking at right now are around $1,000.
If you're looking at a summertime tickets for $1,000, I would buy them immediately.
This is actually in October.
In October, that's a little high, actually, for October, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I expect prices to come down for October from those highs. At around 1,000 is historically, you should be paying out of Milwaukee or Minneapolis or Chicago around 750 to 800 historically.
Okay, so mm-hmm. I'll watch for those to drop.
Yeah.
We've heard you mention before that Tuesdays are a good day to shop for airfares. That's still
typically
case?
That's for domestic air travel. Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time is the best time to shop. It's a really simple reason for that. At least one airline files a sale on Monday night. They all scramble to match Tuesday morning, and then they hit the reservation systems at 3 p.m. Now, for international, it's a little bit different because they tend to come out with sales sort of in a random fashion. So typically you want to be shopping between Tuesday and Thursday. That's the best time to shop for air travel in general.
Right. All right.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And we turn to Karen in Milwaukee next. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks for calling. Where are you planning to go?
Well, we're planning to go to a lot of places. My husband and I are leaving at the end of August on a 15-month round-the-world tour. So we've been doing our research about these round-the-world tickets where you buy multiple destinations ahead of time. The websites seem very complicated, and they're not very user-friendly. And we're wondering if we might just be smarter buying a few destinations before we leave the United States and then just buy on the road while we're traveling.
How adventurous are you?
we're used to it. You know, we do a lot of traveling already, and we'll have the computer with us on the trip, so...
This is one of my favorite topics, actually, is you know, if you're pretty adventurous and you pack pretty light, you can just buy a couple tickets and sort of take low-cost airlines all over Europe and Asia, depending on where you're going.
Right. Well, we're starting in New Zealand, doing Australia, and then heading up through Asia.
Right. There's tons of choices of low-cost airlines. Out of New Zealand, you have Virgin Blue. You also have Qantas, which actually has a low fare carrier called Jetstar. Or I think it's Jetstar or Jet Airways. I can't remember. So you'll be able to get around pretty cheaply. Once you get into Asia, you might want to buy a long-haul ticket. But the round-the-world tickets, I tend to like them. You know, you can do a couple things. If you go to the Alliance websites, either Star Alliance or SkyTeam or Oneworld, I'm not sure if you're a member of Delta, typically Delta, if you're from your neck of the woods, which is SkyTeam, they should allow you to go ahead and buy a round-the-world ticket, which basically just says you can take as many stops as you want and pay one fee. And it's pretty great if you want to be flexible. On the flip side, I've seen several people buy, like, three long-haul tickets where they go from, you know, over to Australia or New Zealand, and then they buy another ticket sort of from Asia over to, you know, somewhere in Europe and then back to the U.S.
Okay.
And then in between, they just sort of go. They buy their hotels along the way. Booking.com is a very popular site for booking your hotels sort of at the last minute. And they just take low-cost airlines as long as they've packed light. Unfortunately, if you're going on a month-long trip, it's hard to pack light.
Well, and we're going to have a 35-pound backpack for 15 months. So we're going to definitely be light. So you're kind of suggesting what we've been thinking, which is get the big flights, you know, set some of those dates with the round-the-world ticket and then do a lot of the local carriers.
Yeah, so there's a couple things you can do. It's really hard to do these kind of trips online.
Okay.
Now, what you're going to look for is the multi-city option on a particular website. So in our case, we don't do the multi-city option on FareCompare right now. We're going to be launching that in the next 3 months. But the major brands, Expedia, Travelocity, Orbitz, Priceline, all have a multi-city option. So you want to find the multi-city option, or you can go to your airline. They typically have it as well. And you want to do what's called a circle trip, which is basically I want to start and kind of go to these three major destinations and come back. That way you're going to get a round-trip price out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't want to do one-ways. If you do one-ways, the prices will be, you know, for coach tickets will be $4,000 on each major segment, and you don't want to do that.
No.
So you want to set it up to be your major destination. Sort of plan on those dates, get that round trip, and you should be able to get in that sort of $2,500 to $3,000 range, which is exactly what you want.
Okay, and a really quick question: the odd city for us is Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. And we're trying to go from there to Eastern Europe, and I just assumed Germany might be the most prevalent place to stop as opposed to Croatia or something like
that. Absolutely. I mean, the big stops between that are going to be the big hub cities like Amsterdam, Frankfurt, and certainly a lot of traffic goes through London, but I would try to avoid London because they have extra taxes and fees if you can.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Yeah, well, I'm ready to sign up, too.
Boy, Rick Seney, CEO of FairCompare.com, our guest. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking air travel today with Rick Seney of FairCompare.com. If you take a look at their website, they've got lots of great information out there. And you, you always talk about publishing fares in real time, Rick. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. You know, Fair Compare, you know, really what we've been doing, and I've been doing this for 9 years right now, and I'm a tech geek. We're actually trying to write software, which I think I'm going to finally release it this year after 6 years of research, to answer the number one question in travel, which is, I want to go to Cancun in June. What day should I start shopping? We get lots of questions like today on that same topic, but I want to say, you know, start shopping on March 12th at 4 p.m.
Oh.
And so that's really what we're trying to answer. And we're using a variety of things. We have the world's largest database of current historical airfare. So we get the raw airfare data out of the Airline Ticket Stock Exchange, of which we're a member. Mm-hmm. For over 500 airlines worldwide, and we wrote all this proprietary software to get that information. So we get the information at the same time as the major reservation systems are, and that's what we call in real time. And we send out alerts. We actually have to wait for those fares to load into the reservation system. So, and being first to know now, especially when there's no empty middle seats, is a huge advantage for folks because seats sell out so quickly, especially the cheapest ones now, because the internet and cell phones and, you know, Twitter and Facebook are all so ubiquitous. People are getting that information out quicker. So you just got to be, you know, first out. And one of the things I always tell people is it's sort of like, you know, getting your, you know, loan already prepared for a car. You have to actually negotiate with your spouse ahead of time, make sure you're good with the purchase. Because if you wait till that evening after you get an alert, that's probably going to be gone.
Oh. All right. Well, let's go to Christy in Potosi. She has a question for you. Hi, Christy.
Sure. Hi. I think you answered a lot of my questions because I'm also looking for a trip to Germany in mid-June. So I'm going to ask, in addition to what you already told the gentleman who called, is there a particular airline we should be aiming toward? Or airline?
Well, you know, it depends on if you're leaving out of Minneapolis, Chicago, or Milwaukee. Certainly, you know, that region is dominated by the former Northwest, which is Delta now.
Okay.
Out of Chicago, you have a lot more options because you have airlines like American and United that are pretty predominant in Chicago as well. So you have a lot more options there, and that typically drives the price down a little bit. You know, as you're going into Germany, you also have the option out of Chicago with Lufthansa as well, which can be competitive on certain routes and certain dates. So you're going to look at the four major airlines, or at least three major airlines, Delta, American, United, and that includes Continental as well, which has a lot of lift into Europe. And then some of the other airlines like KLM, you know, out of Minneapolis, which has been a longtime partner with Northwest, and Lufthansa. Those are the ones you're probably going to be looking at.
Okay, and then there's this sort of a follow-up from that. I'm not a very frequent airline traveler. How dumb is it to use a travel agency these days?
It is not dumb at all. In fact, people ask me this question all the time. You know, I still use a travel agent when I take my family to Disney because I have this woman we call Mrs. Disney that's out in New Jersey that knows everything there is to know about every Disney park. So, you know, if you're not comfortable, especially on these really expensive trips, I highly recommend a good travel agent. You know, you can find one in your area. They're harder to find than usual because they just – don't tend to sell to the public anymore. The only travel agents you tend to see nowadays are servicing business customers now. So, but if you can find a good one, I would definitely recommend that. And certainly we try to make it as easy as possible, but I have no problem with that. I think you can find a couple good ones in your area and bounce some ideas off them. They're a perfect service. And, you know, paying a little premium for that's perfectly reasonable to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your help.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling, Christy. Appreciate your call. And Mary in West Bend, we turn to you. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I am looking for a flight from Milwaukee to Telluride, Colorado, and going the last week in July, and I can go any day that week.
Okay. How long are you going to stay?
For about 5 days.
Okay, we'll take a quick look here and see what the prices are. Yeah, Telluride, Aspen, places like Durango, all the ticket prices typically range a little bit higher, around $450 to $550 typically out of a major city. Out of Milwaukee right now, it's running $621 round trip for that those prices at the end of July. I would wait a little bit. That price has likely come down. I've seen a ton of sales come out recently for those locations. In fact, some locations like Telluride sometimes will subsidize those routes.
Oh.
To get actual people into the city, so the Chamber of Commerce or the city, founders will actually subsidize some of those flights, especially for summer travel. So I'd be waiting a little bit. I don't think it'll go much higher than 620. So I'd be waiting maybe another 2 or 3 weeks before I started shopping in earnest.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I looked at Frontier, and they were saying, you know, only 4 seats left at this price, and so I was a little concerned about getting my ticket.
Yeah, you know, summertime tickets right now, people are just now starting to look at them. If you're worried about just not being able to fly there, I think you'll be able to get there, you know, pretty easily. You'll be able to find a flight. The question is, will you pay $600 or $500 for that trip? And if you were leaving out of, you know, Minneapolis or Chicago, it would probably be $100 cheaper. So, you know, make that trade-off right now. It's a $100 trade-off right now to where you probably will end up buying that ticket.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Thanks a lot for calling. We had an email from Laura, Rick, wondering what tips you might have for travel to India in August from the Midwest.
Yeah, so you need to be shopping right now because you're in that 5-month window. Certainly, those tickets right now with fuel prices extremely high, we're seeing fuel surcharges to India in the $550 and $600 range, and those tickets being around $1,700 out of somewhere like Chicago. Let me take a quick look out of Chicago, which is probably your best bet. Let's see. Yeah, so they're running around $1,750 to $1,800 right now, which is pretty high in general, but that's sort of the going price. I'd be buying that ticket no later than sort of, late April right now.
Okay, there we go. Let's go to John in Madison next. John, hello to you.
Yeah, hi, Larry. Great program.
Thanks.
Rick, my wife and I are going to be traveling to Italy. We're going to fly into Milan on September 13th. We're going to return from Rome on October 5th. So the questions are, how soon should we be looking at tickets? And then the bigger issue for us right now is it's going to be an open JAWS. I think that's what it's called when you fly into one destination or leave another.
Yeah.
What kind of price increase can we expect because it's open JAWS? And is there any way to protect ourselves if prices actually fall?
Interesting. Those are all great questions. So first of all, the way open JAWS are priced and it is by taking half the round-trip price for each one of those destinations. In your case, Milan and Rome on the way back.
Right.
And so you should see that similar price. So it shouldn't be that big of a deal, other than Rome is typically a little more expensive than Milan in general. So you might get a little bit more increase. So I would expect right now for September, and remember, the prices drop pretty dramatically at the end of August. So historically, that September price on that type of trip should have been around $850 to $950 round trip.
Okay.
Now, it's probably running right now around 11 to 12 or even more.
That's what we're seeing, yes.
Yeah, and so what I would do is I would wait a little bit. You're a little bit early right now because they're just not managing those seats very actively, and they're just not willing to sell many of the cheaper seats right now until they sort of get a little bit closer to the date.
Okay.
So I'd start shopping in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I come to our site. What I would do is sign up for 2 alerts on our site. I would sign up for the Milan route and the Rome route, because you'll see if prices drop on either one of those, they'll drop on your open jaw.
Great.
All right.
Okay. So that's what I would do. And then the other part is that, when you're going during that time frame, also make sure that when you buy those tickets, that the oil prices, at the moment right now, I just can't imagine, oil prices going to 145 again because of the way the economy actually tanked last time this happened. So I'm sort of one of these people that are expecting prices not to go to 145. I know a lot of people are saying they are, so I wouldn't be too worried about buying, too early right now.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling, John. Appreciate your call. Joyce is planning a trip to Honolulu, Hawaii, August 2nd through the 9th. She wonders, should I buy now or wait?
Well, let's see what the prices are. Did she say what city she's
from? No, I don't know where she's from.
Let's just take a look out of Milwaukee, for example, right now for... And most people are going to stay typically, at least a week there. So we'll take a look there.
Yeah, 2nd through the 9th.
We've seen some interesting airfares into Hawaii. I mean, Hawaii's picked up pretty dramatically. It was really a fire sale a couple of years ago to Hawaii. And, we lost a couple airlines like ATA that was flying out of California to Hawaii. Alaska Airlines has added some flights. Right now out of Milwaukee for that time frame, it's running $790. That's not terrible. But it's not great either. I think, historically that would have been about $690, so it's running about $100 more. But with the current fuel prices, it's not terrible. I'd be waiting maybe 2 or 3 weeks, start shopping in earnest in the next couple 2 or 3 weeks, and buy no later than late June.
All right. Let's go to Jason and Bloomer next. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Well, I am actually getting married in September. I'm not planning the honeymoon. Actually, both of our families had, prior to us even getting engaged, said that they were both going to go to Mexico at the exact same time. So my family's got about 25 people, and hers is about the same, so it'll be about 50 people altogether going. We've been working with AAA to try to find some flights, actually package deals, but everything's been really expensive. I'm wondering if we're just shopping way too early for this. And we're looking at going December 26th through January 5th, maybe to the 10th. We're not sure yet.
Yeah, so you're going basically just after Christmas then, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's definitely way too early. What destination are you going to in Mexico?
We actually are between Puerto Vallarta, Playa del Carmen, and... what's the island right off of Cancun?
Right off of Cancun, yeah. So I just wrote my USA Today column last week on this very topic.
Oh, okay.
So you're probably getting one of the most read-in people on this. Right now, Cancun is averaging about 15% less than Puerto Vallarta and Cabo, which is sort of the top three destinations. You didn't mention Cabo in your choice there. But the problem is the prices right now are really only good through, fall right now. So you definitely need to be waiting. It's too early to be buying right now. The average ticket price from the United States to Cancun is running around $450 right now.
Okay.
So that gives you sort of a benchmark on what the average price is. It's been a lot cheaper out of places like Texas and California than it has been sort of from the Northwest. Typically a little bit higher. But at the same time, destinations in the Caribbean are running $700 to $800 from those same locations. So Mexico, because of some of the security fears, has actually been discounted quite a bit recently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is it a better idea to go with a package deal? I know typically it always is.
The hotel rates are so inexpensive right now. The airline ticket comparatively is relatively small because you can get in these 4- and 5-star hotels. We actually ran a contest in our office, and our office manager actually won a trip to Cancun, stayed in a 5-star hotel, got upgraded to the presidential suite while she was there. So there's unbelievable deals going on down there right now. right now. I don't see that changing much over the next 3 or 4 months. So definitely wait a little bit for that Christmas time travel. But it is peak travel season then, so expect to pay a little bit more during those holiday seasons. So definitely shop early. Sort of end of summer is probably your perfect window.
All right.
So August, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. And you can use AAA or an agency, or you can go through the group department at the airline to get that big of a group in.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And David in Green Bay, we're on to you now. Hi, David.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Great guest. Got a question for you. I'm thinking of booking a trip with my wife to Moscow. So I'm wondering what the cheapest time to fly there is, and then when I should look into booking tickets. And then I guess another sort of question is there a benefit to booking it on Delta.com or like Priceline or Fair Compare, knowing that I'll be using SkyMiles for the ticket? And then my last question is it better to book a trip straight to Moscow or to a different city in Europe and then book a separate ticket? Would that make anything cheaper?
Sure. Lots of questions there, so let me sort of address them. It sounds like you're going to redeem your miles, right?
Yeah.
Right, so definitely if you're redeeming your miles, you'll be redeeming on the Delta website.
Okay.
Now, one of the things is you got to be a little bit flexible because, you know, when you redeem those miles, they're based on capacity control. So I would start looking to redeem them, you know, as soon as possible, right?
Okay, even if we end up going in October or something like that?
Yeah, no, I definitely, you know, in the case of redeeming your miles, you want to be as early as possible.
Okay.
Right now, they do release seats as sort of time goes by. So it's not, if they don't have any seats today when you go to redeem them, it doesn't mean that they won't have them a week from now or a month from now, right?
Okay.
So don't get discouraged, but you may have to be flexible in sort of when you actually travel in order to find those seats. But definitely that kind of trip right now is ranging around $1,400 to $1,600 in coach right now.
Okay.
And Moscow definitely is the place you want to go to. You'll probably be able to redeem there. As long as you can, when it comes to redeeming miles, especially to Europe, as long as you're not redeeming them for London, Paris, and Rome, you typically will find decent inventory for those. If you're looking for London, Paris, Rome, Hawaii, a couple other destinations, it's so hard to find seats because they just don't release as many.
Okay.
And you have a lot of people chasing those destinations. So I think you should be fine. I would go ahead and start doing it now. And then if you don't see what you really want, don't get frustrated and you know, check back 2 or 3 days or a week later, and you should be able to find those seats.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for calling, David. Appreciate your call as well. Cullen in Appleton says, I'm curious, is there an increase in vacations using bicycle transport?
Boy, that's a good question. I don't know if I've actually studied that. My co-founder for Fair Compare is a huge cyclist, and so he's always into cycling, and he's been going to Costa Rica for his cycling trips the last 2 or 3 times. But I'm not sure if they actually have. I'm positive there's tours out there for that kind of stuff. I just wouldn't know off the top of my head right now.
Jerry in Partyville, we're on to you now. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. My wife and I are planning on going to do two things. One is to spend a week in Ireland, and the other is to spend a week on a barge in the rivers of Belgium. And I'm just wondering several things. One is, what time of the year would make most sense? We're thinking more of spring or fall, and
sure.
I'm just wondering where the airline prices take the jump for the summer season. And the other is whether it would make more sense to go to Belgium first and then Ireland or vice versa, or just setting it up like that. It seems to me that somewhere along the line we'd have a one-way ticket, which probably will make things more expensive. Anyway, those are all the questions.
So, yeah, okay, so a great question. Ireland is the cheapest place to fly to Europe right now. A lot of that's because the airport's cheaper and the taxes are cheaper, and there's a low-cost airline, Aer Lingus, out of Chicago that flies into Dublin. Which is cheaper. They also fly out of the Northeast as well. So that tends to drive the price point out of Chicago into Ireland down. When you're in Dublin, you have the biggest, I'm pretty sure they're the biggest low-cost airline there called Ryanair. And on Ryanair, you can get a ticket many times if you buy a month in advance for a pound, you know, where basically you can buy a ticket over to Belgium or somewhere near Belgium on a low-cost airline. And so if you really want to save money, I would buy a round-trip ticket to Dublin, which is probably the cheapest in Europe right now, and then just buy a very inexpensive ticket on Ryanair close to Belgium, and then just use Dublin as your jump-off point. And then just fly back and forth from Belgium on a very inexpensive low-cost airline ticket.
Terrific. And then what time of the year do the summer rates?
They start kicking in for departures after about mid-May. So you're getting sort of tight, you know, for that, for doing it this sort of early spring.
Yeah.
And they tend to drop pretty dramatically in the last week in August.
Okay.
So they'll drop in the last week in August, and they tend to drop sort of in the last week in October as well, and then you'll get some winter rates.
Huh. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. We have an email from Gail, who's traveling to New Zealand in early 2012 to visit a friend who's lived there for decades, and wondering about the best time for her to go. Would it be mid to late January? She plans to stay 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, certainly that's sort of the best time of the year, you know, from a travel standpoint, because they're sort of opposite on the winter versus summer calendar. That's when a lot of people go. And definitely, if you're going to shop for that ticket, it's a little bit early to be shopping for that ticket right now. You need to be waiting till a summertime. One of the things I really like to do on those Trans-Pacific trips is to actually buy a ticket out of the Los Angeles area or the San Francisco area. They tend to be much, much cheaper.
Oh, okay.
And that is a very, very long flight.
Yes.
So I personally, when I do that, I always stay in either L.A. or San Francisco the night or even a day and hang out there a bit and then sort of use that as my jump-off point, especially if you're going to stay for 4 weeks or so and you're not trying to cram a trip in. That's the perfect way to do it. You'll get a cheaper price out of San Francisco, and then sometimes you can redeem or find a low-cost airline like Southwest or JetBlue or AirTran over into the coast. And AirTran probably a little more difficult out of Milwaukee because they don't have many flights that way. And then just sort of stay a day and then use those cheaper tickets into New Zealand and Australia.
And with that, we are about out of time. Rick, I thank you very much for being with us today.
Yeah, it's been great.
I appreciate it. And again, your website?
Farecompare.com, FAREcompare.com. And please sign up for alerts, because that's the best way to understand when prices drop. And as long as you understand the prices and sort of know where things are, you'll make better buying decisions. If I could just get folks to just shop one day earlier, we'd save everybody tens of millions of dollars a year.
And by the way, you do not sell tickets yourself.
We do not. Yeah, no, we're an advertising, a free website that's advertising based. So we actually take you to the best spot that has the best deal. So our forte is deal finding and real time alerts.
Rick, always a pleasure. You'll be back, I hope.
Absolutely. Anytime you want me.
All right. Thanks. Rick Sini, CEO of FareCompare.com. Always a lot of fun hearing where everybody's going. And there are lots of great trips out there. And I'm really sorry we didn't get to everyone. But that's always the way it works when Rick's on. Going to take a look at our weather next with our weather guys, Steve Ackerman and John Martin. Steve just walked in the studio, and John will soon be here talking weather on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.